Jamai, hello, I'm Derek. Welcome to the Alutiiq Word of the Week, a lesson in Alutiiq language and culture. This week's word is
kandik,
which means candy. In a sentence, which means candies are sweet. Candy is any food in which sugar or a similar sweetener is the main ingredient. The common Alutiiq word for candy, kandik, comes directly from English. However, some Alutiiq speakers use the term nuqnisqaq, which means something sweet, or kanhuidaq, an Alutiiq version of the Russian word for candy. Candy and sugar are recent introductions to the Alutiiq world, brought to Alaska by European traders. The traditional Alutiiq diet is naturally low in sugar and other carbohydrates. Fish, mammals, birds, and shellfish provided ample amounts of meat and fat. They were supplemented with plant foods like spring greens, summer berries, and marine algae that provided modest quantities of carbohydrate. This changed with the introduction of refined carbohydrates like flour and sugar. By at least 1820, sugar was among the goods traded to Alutiiq people by colonists. Like tea and tobacco, sugar was a popular commodity, widely used and sought after. Sea otter hunting parties received an allotment of sugar among their provisions. By the turn of the 20th century, sugar was more widely available through cannery stores. Here, Alutiiq families bought goods in bulk, including flour, tea, and sugar. Candy was also likely sold, as commercial candy manufacturing in the United States accelerated in the mid-1800s. A visitor to Carlock Holmes about 1890 wrote about a popular way to eat sugar. People spread brown sugar on a plate, wet it, allow it to dry, then they broke pieces off the hard sugar cake to suck on between sips of tea. The Alutiiq Word of the Week is produced in Kodiak, Alaska by the Alutiiq Museum with support from the Institute for Museum and Library Services. Words are spoken and translated by Alutiiq elders Sophie Shepherd, Nick Locally, Victor Peterson, and Florence Pestrikoff. Lessons are written by the Alutiiq Museum with assistance from Kodiak Island Alutiiq speakers. Lessons are published in the Kodiak Daily Mirror each Friday. Subscribe to a weekly lesson email by visiting the Alutiiq Museum's website at alutiiqmuseum.org and find our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, or wherever you get your podcasts. To learn more about the Alutiiq language, please visit alutiiqlanguage.org. Huyana. Thank you for listening.